Yeah, this your boy Don Christian.
And this is your boy Frog, and you're tuned in to Yada the King Radio.
What's good, y'all? We're back.
That's right.
Once again, another week in the Yada the King Radio show. We got a hot topic for you guys today. Well, I don't know if it's hot, but wait a minute.
It's something. That's all I got to say.
It's something.
Check it out. We're going to get into the topic today. It's dating versus waiting. All right. And, you know, a lot of Christians got perspectives on this, man. And we just want to get it in the right perspective. You feel me? Also, what we had this weekend?
Man, we had the ITM Awards.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people won some awards that, you know, some new cats that were out there that got some awards this year. It's the fourth annual ITM Awards.
Yeah, shouts out to Eric and Ashley for the whole thing, man. Yeah, they doing their thing.
Man, each year it keeps growing.
It gets bigger and better.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them, man. But, yeah, we got some other news for you guys. We got some callers calling in on the subject already.
Right.
On dating and waiting. Dating or waiting. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to go ahead and get into that. So
it's not or, it's versus.
It says dating or waiting.
Dating versus waiting. It's all good.
Nah, the text message you sent me said dating or waiting.
He got the bootleg one. Somebody else sent that. Okay. But check it out. It's all good. You feel me? Hey, we're going to run into this song right here called Cut You Loose by Dre Murray. Let's get it in.
Let's get in.
When I bring up church, he be like, no time. He wanna have the sun before the rain, but he promised me the solitaire with lots of blame. My mom and my friends all say the same thing. Drop that zero and get with a king. Or did they say get with the king? But they just don't understand the length of the green. See, he bought me the Prada, the Coach, and the Gucci. That was all good till I ran into Judy. Tasha, Tanya, Stacy, and Ruby. Saw with my best friend chilling at the movies. And that was the one thing that threw me for a loop. I was faced with the truth. Ran back to God, chunked him to do. She said, I'm sorry, homeboy, I gotta cut you loose now. Wanna party all the time, yes. And when we alone, there's sex on our mind. Look, I know that you fine, but I know that it's time for me to hop in my chariot and leave you behind. She's trying to make it hard to leave, and the skirt that she's wearing make it hard to breathe. She told me she wanna have like all my seeds. Man, this temptation is something that I don't need. See, God's got a destiny, a plan for my life, and I'm pretty sure the kids come after the wife. See, I'm after the right. You craving the left, I invest in the light.
You saving for death.
Man, homie, I don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. And now that he done learned the truth, he said, I'm sorry, little mom, I gotta cut you loose. And like, oh.
From sinning,
she was spinning, dude.
Spinning too much of the game, trying to remain in the grip of the fame.
Aww, come on, man.
She got me simple and plain. At the same time, it's glamorous.
It's hazardous, man.
Got me thinking I can handle this. Yeah, pleasure, no pain. But dang, she a liar, man.
Cut that dang.
We got church folk playing, pulled up lame. She's stalking, walking up, calling my name. The same spiritual darkness that causes shame. Queen of lost causes, no joke, insane. And man, she enticing with high price lies, but gives the kind of surprises like Buster did Tyson. With eyes in the spirit, yo, you got to see her. Chaining men, training women how to be her. We've got to detour this great deceiver. We got nothing we could leave to Beaver. If we could just see the truth, MC1 and Dre Murray, we got to cut you loose, tell her.
Yes, sir. Dre Murray, MC1. Hey, fellas, ladies, just wanted to let you know who you really should be getting with, you feel me? Yes, sir. Hey, hey, yes, sir. With the kid, hey, hey, yes, sir. With the
Yeah. Cut them loose, y'all. Dre Murray, The X-Files. Yeah.
Can dig it.
That's a free album. You know what I'm saying? Go to churchboyonline.com, I believe. Or just Google Dre Murray. That's a free album. The X-Files is hard. Matter of fact, Dre Murray's album is hard. He's one of the most slept on Christian MCs in the business. Man. What's good, y'all?
Hey, before we get into the our topic of the show, man, we actually had a caller call in about the last show that we had about love versus lust. And it's our boy RTL Raheem Reaching the Lost. You know what I'm saying? He's got his opinion on love versus lust. So let's go ahead and get into that that caller.
He's late, too, so I got to put him on blast. You ready? Let's get it.
Yo, what's good? God of the King. It's your boy RTL holding it down for Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? I really appreciate what you guys are doing, man, for the kingdom and with the radio show and everything, man. Really appreciate everything that you're doing in the community, hitting the block, just blazing the trail for people to follow. Christ the King, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm a little late to weigh in on the love and lust thing, but if I may, you know, you have to, first and foremost, define the two types of love that the Bible puts on display for us, even in the very life of Peter, the apostle. You know, in the beginning, he had what the Bible calls, the Greek calls, eros love, which is love for a thing. You know, but once he got to know Christ and to really fall in love with Christ, he developed that agape love, that lasting love. And that's really the difference between lust and love. Lust is a temporary thing, whereas love is something that stands the test of time. You know, the Bible just tells us about love and how it endures all things. Love suffers all things, and love is triumphant over all things. So in the end, that's what you really have to look for. Is this love something that's going to last, or is it something that's temporary or can be considered lust? So that's what we have to look at, man. I appreciate you guys. Love you. What you're doing. Hey, you know, cop the album, man. It's really a blessing. The maturation process just dropped this last week, man. Appreciate you guys coming out and representing, man. You keep up what you're doing. My prayers be with you and your family as you guys continue to progress in the faith. God bless you, and I look forward to talking to you.
God bless you too, Raheem, man. We appreciate that, man. But I got a song for you, man. You already know what it is. Don Christian, Kobe Bryant on them by Show Baraka. Get it.
Lion shout to my mellow, my Saint Kate drama, man. What's good? And this song is ridiculous, man. Continue to serve the Lord with your gifting, but you know your boy had to correct you on one thing, right? Opposition in my face, right. Trying to play Vince. I'm bigger than this dude, that don't make no sense. I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him. Opposition in my face, yeah, I Kobe Bryant on him. Body slam my flesh, Andre the Giant on him. When life throws you curveballs like Nolan Ryan on him, don't give up in the field, huh? Detroit Lions on him. When his foes gave Christ the cross, he wasn't dying on him. He still extends love to those who would be lying on him. Gotta offer my service, yeah, your boy's wildin' on him. That's why I pack a punch with my lyrics, yeah, I'm styling on him. Sin and lust, no laughing matter, no joke on him. That's why I run from temptation, Usain Bolt on him. But there I go celebrating before the finish line. I find myself repenting again for my pride. Got that 4x4 community, pass the sticks on him. I hope I can depend on my dogs, Mike Vick on him. I wanna be free from slavery, Kunta Kinte on him. And just please the master, Daniel Sun and Sensei on him. Opposition in my face, trying to play bits. I'm bigger than this dude, that don't make no sense. I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him. Opposition in my face, trying to play bits. I'm bigger than this dude, that don't make no sense. I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him. Ashamed of the gospel, yeah. 116 on him, chosen to be in his presence, VIP list on him. My God, something like Kobe, crazy and amazing. That's on right. Him, yours is always hurt, yeah, Tracy McGrady on him. When temptation comes my way, I keep a good on him. I ain't trying to master the green, Tiger Woods on him. I'm trying to deliver the word, Bill Gates on them, but they worried about themselves, MySpace on them. I'm hunted by the truth that even church-going youth just want to root for the thug in $1,000 suits. Cause he looks fly, and he got a lot of swagger on him, but he's gonna die, yeah. Pull out the cast before him. Then he stands before the throne, Judge Judy on him. Then you'll see your life was mishandled and unruly on him. Then you realize you missed the bus crisscross on him. And you ain't the biggest boss, Rick Ross on him. Opposition in my face, trying to play fits. I'm bigger than this dude, that don't make no sense. I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him, I Kobe Bryant on him. I Kobe Bryant on him. Opposition in my face, trying to play bits. I'm bigger than this dude, that don't make no sense. I Kobe Bryant on him. 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 Yeah, I mean, I apologize to all the Tracy McGrady fans. I mean, he's a wonderful ball player. If you ever hear this song, Tracy, man, I love you. May the Lord's grace be with you. I'm just a Laker man, you know what I'm saying? Cali through and through. You know what I'm saying? IE, what up? K-Drama, man, I love you, dog.
Yeah.
You know, I just found out why you played that song. You guys are funny, bro.
Yeah. Hey, Raheem, it's all love, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I just had to do it. He just said, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. But, you know.
Hey, Raheem. Hey, man. Shout outs go to you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not a Kobe fan either. So it's all good, man. It's all good.
The truth is the truth, though.
Whatever.
Not the coming to truth, but the running away from it. All right? Hey, that's real talk, though, man. Hey, let's tell them what happened at the ITM Awards, though. Just a little bit.
Let's get it in, man.
Who won some awards? Who was in the building?
Man, you had a lot of cats. You know, we had a lot of love from Portland.
Portland, P-Town.
Portland came deep.
Hey, shouts out to my man Oracle, Shy, you know what I'm saying? Jabot, you know what I'm saying? Porsheezy, P.O. Soul. Who else was in there? Centerpiece.
From Portland, who else?
And there was a lot of heads from Portland,
there
man.
There was a lot of heads
from And they
Portland,
got some awards,
man.
Too, man. Shy from Portland. He's actually in Portland now. He got the best
New Jack Award.
New Jack Award. That's basically the new cat on the block.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to Shy, man.
Asa.
Nice
Asa,
stuff,
P.O. Soul Entertainment got the hottest label once
hottest
again.
Hottest label.
Second year in
P.O. Sizzle. Shout out to Asa, man. That's a good dude, man.
Let's see. Centerpiece from Portland, they got the best single. Get
and matter of fact, Centerpiece, I need you to send me that single. You know what I'm saying? And anybody else that want to send singles in, yadadaking@gmail.com. That's spelled yadahdaking at gmail.com. All right.
Yeah. Now let's get in some people from the town who got some awards.
What's that?
Let's see, the best video, man. That kind of shocked me. I had no idea that my boy was going to get it, man.
I ain't going to tell you who I voted for, but Committed got the video.
So hot. You know, YouTube it.
Yeah. Hey, that's what you got to do.
But yeah, him and Willie Will were the nominees, but Committed came away with the award, man.
Yeah,
but,
and shouts out to Committed, man, because
he's definitely doing his thing
here in
the town. Let's see, best video director, we got Pastor G.
Pastor G.
He's actually the one who directed.
Hey, Pastor G,
so
I need to see you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's see, best performance was Willie Will and Jazz Digga.
I think they always get that award, though, man.
Well, that's the first time I've ever actually seen that award. No. It wasn't even on the ballot.
Yeah, but no, they usually have it.
They,
I think it was
they always,
here.
Them together, them two, them brothers.
That's a dynamic duo.
I know what I'm saying.
That's like Batman and Robin, but ain't nobody the Robin. It's like both Batmans. You feel me?
Yeah. Let's see. For graphics, we had Genuine Life
in the building.
You know what I'm saying? Second year in a row, winning best graphics.
Yeah, we got to step it up, though, man. Genuine Life graphics, we're going to take it up a notch. You feel me?
Definitely. I can dig that.
Because I heard they got some more people coming in there. You know what I'm saying? And then who we got? We got the best hip-hop group by my man Frog and Toad. They won the award.
Man, it was
shouts
a
out to them.
Blessing.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? God is good, man. You know, actually, it was kind of a shock to us because I was like, you know, okay, we're nominated for this. In that award, that category, there were some really hot groups.
Yes, sir.
You know, J.I.G. was in that group.
I don't know who they are.
Centerpiece was in that group.
Yeah.
Concrete Evangelist was in that group. man. So I was like, man, to win that award, man, that was definitely a blessing. You know, thanks. Shout out to everybody who voted for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, man, we recording this show, and I think my mom is barbecuing outside. She's killing me right now, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, if you want to send some barbecue, you know what I'm saying, email me and I'll shoot you the address. You feel me? Yeah. But that's what it is. I know a lot of us had the nice barbecue jumping off, too, on a July 4th weekend. And I hope you guys had a good time with your family. As we did, you feel me? And I heard they had catfish down there too, man.
At the award show, they did.
Did you get some?
No, I didn't.
I didn't get none either because they was charging.
Hey, bro, they was taxing. Man, bro. Hey, but the St. John's building, bro, after the remodel. The
building is ridiculous,
bro. The pulpit is crazy. Like, yeah. I've never seen any kind of pulpit like that. Like, there's a waterfall behind it, bro.
Yeah.
That was filthy. And it changed colors.
It changed colors. It was like Skittles Taste the Rainbow. You feel me?
Yeah.
Asa thought it was Kool-Aid all day.
But there was a couple other cats that won some awards. You know, Jay Bellamy won a Best Producer award.
Shouts out to you, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Michelle Lang, I think she got the best contemporary, not contemporary, best female vocalist something. They had a weird title.
William Demps.
Yeah, he
best urban music.
Yep. And then did Fred Triplett get the award?
I'm not sure. Yeah, that was guys, I told him to put that on silent. But it's all good. Check it out. What you guys need to do is just get with us, man. Anybody that has anything to comment or anything to say, feel free to give us a call at 206-518-9910. Right now, we're going to go into another song. We're going to go into the song by the SWAT team called DTP, featuring my man Fo Filla from Jesus Instead of Gangs. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Cause the word is no part, it'll hit you hard like a dove from a mosh word pump. Look how it makes them demons jump. I'm connected, just a messenger sending you messages like I'm texting from the source of life. Abiding him, you'll be protected. Jesus is his name. He will rain down like a savage on those who think of the baddest, thinking they're better than all the average. So you better not, better not lean. Lack of holy knowledge is benzene mixed with fire and gasoline. Hit the flow as I let the spirit go. Demons, you already know that your boy is coming through with them scriptures, breaking down strongholds. Popping the trunk out of the speakers they bump. The music that opens you up, feeling the wheel that making you shiver. Deliver the realness of the Holy Ghost. Oh, the word of God is true. Oh, Jesus came for you. Oh, his hand is out for you. Grab onto and he'll renew. Oh, he's calling you. Oh, his word will make you all the way new. DTP crew, you better move, we're coming through. DTP, we see the rapture happens faster than a raptor capturing a meal. Faster than a zebra captured by cheetahs in open field. So even if you flip the car and use it for a shield, you would still feel the wrath of God like aftershock for real. Yeah, we ain't bragging or boasting, sagging or loking. How's it flowing? Them may rap, having a show with how to control the emotions flowing about their track. Leaving up there with the low provoke, like the floating ghost in the open. Perfectly, they're stirring their peace before the sea come a toast in the ocean, hoping that they get with it. It's this stick with Riddick, coming up off that word of God. Like murder will, we be killing the works of the flesh through mortification, like an insomniac that's been put to rest. Oh, the word of God is true. Oh, Jesus came for you. Oh, his hand is out for you. Grab onto and he'll renew. Oh, he's calling you. Oh, his word will make you all the way new. DTP crew, you better move, we're coming through. We disturbing the peace with a true concept, stirring up the spirit of anger, opening eyelids. We got our music blaring out the window, straight obnoxious. Sound like the radio, but when you hear Jesus, it's like you seen a monster. Your jaw dropped to the flow, just looking at it, you don't know. Be a couple of young men, committed Christians, living to get you on. We can rap the name all over your bed, no matter what you say. We gon' let it play as it coming down the avenue. Me and the dudes hollering out the window, Jesus saves. Hey, we let the sister bang and make the ground around us tremor like Cali earthquake. Shaking from the epicenter, it's like an epidemic. You get offended, cause we all about Christ. Our music is made with purpose, disturbing people's lives. Get them. The word of God is true. Oh, Jesus came for you. Oh, his
his hand is out for you. Grab on to and he'll renew.
It's
he's calling you. His word will make you all the way new. DTP crew, you better move your touch.
Yeah.
Hey. Disturb the peace.
Hey, man. That when I heard that, I was like, yes. My boys, Pac-Man, Mega Man, and Fulfiller definitely smoked that track.
Hey, hey. Y'all is doing that, your thing. Straight from Tacoma and Seattle.
Is she really is barbecuing, isn't she?
I mean, I wasn't lying. Man, I'm smelling the smoke, you know what I'm saying? Smelling the food. It's all good. But check it out, man. This is what we're going to do. We're talking about dating versus waiting. And before we get into any scriptures or anything, man, we just want to talk about, you know, life experience on that. This is what I tell people, man. Like, my wife was actually my first date, you know what I'm saying? And I think that it's very important that you, in my opinion, take your time in life. And one thing that I would always say is, just take it. I always tell all the people I know, take care of yourself first, man. Build yourself until you know that you are who you're supposed to be, or at least getting close to that before you even start dating. Because a lot of times people try to get their self-identity from dating. You know what I'm saying? So get your identity before you start dating. Don't just date because everybody else is doing it. I mean, that messes up a lot of people's lives because they're out there trying to get, you know what I'm saying, what they're trying to get. Like I said, my wife was my first date. I was at a concert doing my thing. Didn't talk to her the first couple of times. We had like a tour we were on. And we did a show like 3 nights in a row. And she was at all the shows. You know what I'm saying? And the third night is when I just said, what's up? You know, this is my church. You know, come through. And then they came through, man. And since then, it kind of just happened. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't something that I was looking for at the time. But, you know, God knows what he's doing. Now I've been married how many years? Almost five.
Praise God.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's real talk, man. And
it's funny, you know, me and Don Christian, we have total opposite backgrounds.
That's
you
a
know?
Good thing. That's a good thing, because he's going to give you the flip side.
Me and my wife, man, we actually met, man. She was backslidden, and I was not saved at all, you know. And she actually came to my going away party. I was going to Job Corps, man. And that night we met, man, it was just... Let's go. We're together. And we were...
What do you mean by...
It was a wrap, pretty much. But I'm saying, you know, we got together, man. And after that, we were actually, she moved in with me. You know, me and my mom. My mom just went ahead and let her move in. And we were actually, man, living in sin, you know. But I had no idea it was sin at that point. You know, she was backslidden. You know what I'm saying? But after that, but the guy used that, you know, because she was going to Bible studies still, and she would make me go to these Bible studies. So I would go to them, and then there was this church retreat that we actually, I was invited to. And I went to the church retreat, and that's when I ended up giving my life, and she rededicated her life. And ever since then, you know, we've been living straight for God, you know what I'm saying? And we've been married now for a little over 6 years.
Wow.
You know, we got 4 kids, you know what I'm saying? And God has definitely blessed that. And I can actually say that in this marriage, you know, all the years that we've been in the marriage, she's actually been my character developer, you know, because trying to be a godly husband and a godly father, you know what I'm saying? It's very
believe that.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to go through some things, man. Feel me?
Yeah. It's not as easy as a lot of people think. You know, but like I said, I came in a background where, you know, I didn't have a dad at home. So it was kind of hard, you know, to see an example or to even go by an example, you know, as far as how to lead my children, you know, to Christ and how to be a father to them. But God is good. God is definitely working on me, you know, day by day. You know, he's shaping and molding me, molding my wife, molding my kids, man. You know, all my kids are 5 and under, and they know how to pray now.
Amen.
You know,
that's
so that's
powerful.
Definitely a big blessing. My son, man, blesses my socks off because now he prays. I used to...
He blesses his socks off.
I pray for all my kids before they go to sleep. You know, we pray together, and I pray for them. And then, you know, they touch it, amen, you know. And but now my son, he actually prays before they go to sleep.
That's powerful.
So I'm like, man, that's awesome. And they all pray in the morning when they eat their food, you know. So I'm just blessed to be able to see that that my kids are on the right direction, you know, to live in that life that's right, you know, and having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know.
So, I mean, that's just our take on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I got to quit saying that word, but you feel me? I feel like that you should take your time in life. You know what I'm saying? And if I have a chance to talk to people, I know a lot of people that feel like dating makes them who they are. Like we said, after you get married, there's going to be what's called development, character development. You're going to have to learn how to deal with other people. But this on the dating thing, I think it's best to wait. You know what I'm saying? My man, I got a couple of people have been encouraged to finish school first, you know what I'm saying, before they get into any serious relationships, or people that have decided to just take their time with it and take their time on what they have to do. Do what you want to do first, you know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself, because when you get into serious relationships, it's going to be a lot of tax on your body. It's going to be a lot of tax on your mind and everything, emotional. It's a whole bunch. So, look, we got a call from my man, Minister T. He going to leave his take on it. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up, brothers? This is Minister T, the former Sinister G, that has died to worldly eyes, embracing Christ in me. Yeah, man, this is a good topic. One of the things that kills me about brothers and sisters in the faith and Christians is that they come to the church and they use it for a dating service rather than coming to the church and getting filled up with the Spirit. One of the big misconceptions of Christianity is that it's found in that scripture that says that it's not good for man to be alone. And of course, Paul said it's better to marry than to burn with passion. But so many times we allow our passion to lead us to that person. Our passion, meaning the fleshly passion, desires in our flesh, rather than God and being led by the Spirit to the person that we're supposed to be with. Of course, we know about soul ties. We lay with someone in a sexual manner. When we have intercourse, we develop soul ties with those people. And so here you go developing soul ties with people who are not trying to live righteously, or, you know what I'm saying? And then a couple years down the line, you know, when you finally learn the truth about this person and who this person really is, there's already a soul tie, and it's hard to break that. You got to go through emotional baggage, spiritual baggage, this and that. So for me, you know, personally, I go to church and I allow God to lead my spirit to the person that I'm supposed to be with. Sometimes it's not an easy thing to wait on God, but the Bible says that love is patient. So I'm patiently waiting first on Him and then patiently waiting to get to know somebody. So, yeah, that's it. This your boy, Minister T. I'll be at you soon.
Was some good stuff, man. Thanks, yeah, Brother T, Minister T. Man. Hey, check it out. He said one thing that I really felt was powerful that actually goes with the show from last week. He said, instead of being led by your fleshly passions, you got to be led by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's key, man. I mean, we, like I said, we go to minister at the clubs a lot of times, and people are just so led by their flesh. It's ridiculous, bro. You know what I'm saying? Every female that's walking by, the dude is turning their head. I mean, it's the same with the woman. They're always giving the men their eyes, but that's a fleshly attraction. And it's funny that people want to find. I was talking with my guy Chase Sutton, shouts out, yesterday, and it's like everybody that go to the club, they think they're gonna find their man and the knight in shining armor. You know what I'm saying? But that's not where you're going to find a real person. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna have values and core values that you really want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because realistically, if you're at the place where everybody's gathering, you know what I'm saying, to just to have sex, really, I mean, can we be real about it? That's not where you're going to find somebody that's going to love you for you. They're just going to love you for your body.
Yeah, and I think an interesting thing that he was saying was when they come together as one, and so they take on, you know, whatever baggage, you know, the other person has.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When two people come together in that way, they their spirit, you know, it's like they come together and they take on the baggage, you know, any spiritual baggage that they're dealing with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because Jay Johnson, they unite in spirit, you know what I'm saying, when they do that.
And Jay Johnson, you know, said it best. I got his new album called The Struggle. He said, split personalities comes from too many sex partners. Ridiculous, bro. Why? Because you got all the spirits attached, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But shouts out to Minister T. We appreciate you calling.
Hey, Minister T is calling from Tacktown, people.
Okay,
let's remember that.
That's right. That's right. And that's what it is, man. Yeah. Look, we're going to go to another song really quick. What are we going to play for him right now, man?
I don't know what's in the list.
We're going to go to this song by by K-Jo. The family from K-Jo.
Yeah.
That's Ken Jones' family. This song is called Great Things. This album is coming out really soon. Yo, check it out.
Let's get it.
on to leave a message about the dating and waiting topic. Pretty much, I think dating is cool as long as people know their boundaries, and boundaries can be different for people. I know my pastor had told me about a couple he knew who were doing ministry together. They're just friends, but they actually were staying in like the same house, and I guess they would like maybe have kids who were doing ministry with them and things like that. And eventually they start liking each other, and my pastor took them through counseling, and they had never even kissed each other before. They had just said that they had held hands, and maybe that was like the most, you know, they had maybe held hands or something like that. And then eventually they got married, and they waited all the way into their marriage to, you know, eventually to join as one. And so so it could be different for different people, because I also had another friend who just fell in his sin by taking a young lady to his dorm room. And she got pregnant, but eventually they did marry. But it would have been better, obviously, if they would have waited until they got married to basically to become one in that sense. So yeah, it's cool as long as people know their boundaries and they're not unequally yoked. So those are my thoughts about dating and waiting. All
right. And that's key right there, man. Shouts out to my man, Santis.
Yeah,
you know how I call him. He was on the show. Actually, you guys can check it out. He was on the show called No Condemnation.
Yep. You know our third show?
I believe so.
It is our third show, yep.
So, yo, check it out, man. If you guys miss any of the shows, you know what I'm saying, you can log on to iTunes and type in Yada the King Radio, and you got it. You feel me? Check it out. What he said was cool, man, was really good. First of all, knowing your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And dating... If you don't have boundaries, there won't be no boundaries.
Yeah.
If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And it's very important that you stand your ground. And that's very important that you set boundaries. Know your boundaries before you even get into a relationship. And I think one thing that he said was the people, they were actually friends first, which makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people just want to get with the opposite sex. But look, the scripture that he said was 2 Corinthians 6:14. It said, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion? Lawlessness, I'm sorry. And what communion has light with darkness? And that's really key right there for the Christians out there trying to date. I don't care how fly the girl look or how fly the man look. You know what I'm saying? They can have the best swag, that swag, this swag. It don't matter. But if they're not saved, that's what it comes down to. If they're not saved, you got to cut them loose, like Jay Murray said. You feel me? What you got to say on it, Frog?
Man, I totally agree. I mean, because like the Minister T said earlier, you know, about the fleshly desires, you know what I'm saying, can get you wrapped up, you know, in stuff that you don't even need to be in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can, like, and one thing, bro, I be hating when I see this, bro, at churches. You know what I'm saying? You go into the church to get some word or something, but then some girl walks in, bro, hanging out, wearing something that just, that is probably, well, you'll probably see, like in a club or something, bro. Mm. That just, you know, it kind of bothers me because sometimes, you know,
and the reason people, they're dressing like that because they're trying to date instead of wait.
Exactly. So you know, they come in there, you know, seeing if they can get a godly man because they know the godly man's gonna be a good man. You know what I'm saying? There even are some predators out there that they would just go to church just to get a man.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But that bothers me a lot, man, because there are people in there that's, you know, that have, you know, issues with, you know, that arena, you know, lust issues.
Right.
You know, they're trying to pay attention to the word, but then you got somebody with cleavage hanging out, you know what I'm saying, or wearing a skirt that's like 17 inches above their knees, you know.
17 and a half.
You know, it becomes a big distraction, you know. So the biggest thing, man, is if, you know, just follow God. God will bring, you know, that godly woman into your life. God will bring that godly man into your life. You know what I'm saying? Things will happen. You know, you guys, it'll happen. You know, me and my wife, we got together, man. It was the weirdest thing because it's a whole bunch of different things mixed up in one. We went to school together, but never, we kicked it with the same people, but never knew each other, which was really weird. But then until our senior year, that was our freshman year. But then senior year, that's when we actually hooked up. You know, but then even in that, you know, once we got together, once we got married and once we got our lives, you know, together, I knew once I gave my life, I knew that, you know, I was going to be with her for the rest of my life. Mm. We got married in a week. I said, let's get it in. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's get married. We got married in a week. And, you know, God just blessed that. It was anointed wedding, you know what I'm saying? The longest wedding I've ever been to, but praise God.
Praise God, because it was his wedding. And it was filling it then. It was at the altar. Hallelujah. Thank you, yeah. Lord. But that's what it is, man. Let's go to another caller. We got Erlene all the way from Moses Lake. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey. This is Erlene calling out of Moses Lake, Washington. And on your subject, dating versus waiting, my opinion, it depends on what you mean by dating. If you just mean casually going out, getting to know a person, then I'm all for that. But if you mean taking it a little further, like intimately, sexual acts, then I'm all for waiting. For the Bible says that we are to wait and, you know, to abstain from sexual immorality, that we are to stay pure before the Lord, wholesome. And as a woman speaking, it is not our place to find a man anyway. For the Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So it's the man that seeks, and the woman is to wait on God. And waiting does not mean just sitting around doing nothing. Waiting means living your life to the fullest, enjoying it, worshiping the Lord, serving him, being humble, helping, you know, just doing all that you can and just embracing life. And when you least expect it, God will shine a light on you and that brother will look your way. So, I don't know. Dating versus waiting, I say it's better to wait. Wait on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength, you know? They shall mount up with wings as eagles, right? So it's like waiting is better because you can run out and get something, but what you get is probably not going to be God's best. Amen. Keep it tight. This is Erlene from Moses Lake.
We appreciate that, Erlene.
All the way from Moses Lake, y'all.
Yeah, you don't know where that's at? Look it up on the map and see if you can find it. He did. Now, that's Eastern Washington. Shouts out. We got another call. We're going to go to my man real quick. His name is Phoenix, and he's from Seattle. Let's check it out.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Phoenix. Out here in Seattle, man, dating or waiting, man, that's kind of an oxymoron to me. Dating and waiting, man, but basically, I think that you can see God in both of those. In order to even pursue, to have a relationship, you got to pursue a woman as far as the man aspect, as far as how it is biblically, as they take charge over everything, and they are in pursuit. Kind of reminds me of Boaz and Ruth, but Ruth didn't go after Boaz. She put herself in the way for him to notice her, and he took notice to her, and he went after her. She was in those fields waiting, so to speak. And then Boaz, you know, he sees her. So I think if we can see God in both of those, and in order to truly wait on something or somebody for the Lord, you know, for him to bring someone into our life, we got to constantly be seeking him. And that just reminds me of Matthew 6:33, just to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else is going to be added unto you. Like, she was out in that field working, and he was there at his job doing what he needed to do, and he saw her. And so I think, man, those two kind of can go together. But we have to remember that since we're not of the world and we're in the world, we don't date as far as how the world is saying, or if, you know, I can date you and do whatever I want to you. We have boundaries as Christians and children of Christ and children of God, you know, to respect our brothers and sisters, you know, and that also takes the position to where either you think that, you know, there's only one person out there for you that God has, or if there's anybody could marry you, or if you could fall in love with anybody. I think those are things that you also have to consider as well. But I feel like if you, the Lord, really has somebody for you, then, you know, he's going to let that happen and he's going to make it work. But there has to be movement on our part. We can't get to the point where we say, you know, like, oh, we'll just let it happen. I mean, in order to, you know, go somewhere, you got to get in the car and turn the ignition. You got to do something. And so if you're the man and you want to pursue that woman in a godly way, then you're going to have to pursue her and you're going to have to move. And so does that mean that you're trying to date or that you're waiting on God? And the same time with the woman, though she is not in pursuit of the man, she's going to have to make sure she's in a position to where maybe that man would desire her, whether it's her looking nice, you know, which is, you know, great, you know, that we want. But the number one thing is how she looks. Is she serving God? You know, does she serve God? Are you equally yoked? You know, does she love God? You know, is she going to be that kind of person that's going to support you in the ministry that the Lord has given you? And so I think a lot of things need to be taken into account. And we need to understand in order to truly wait, we listen to his voice, but then we got to go and do something. And so we got to take care of ourselves and put ourselves in the position. So just as the fact that Jesus Christ is coming back, we are in a position as saved and as adopted kids, like in Romans 8:15, we're in a position of saved. If we're not in that position, then we're not saved. So I think we need to position ourselves, but be led by the Spirit. So that's your boy, Phoenix Take. Hope it maybe helped anybody out. That's just my take on it. If you see that girl, man, if she's bad like that, man, you got to move, man. A woman of God. And if you're a woman of Christ, a woman of God, make yourself available, you know. Make yourself pursuable if that's what the Lord, you know, is putting on you. So that's what I got to say.
That's a good perspective, man. Shouts out to Phoenix. We appreciate that, man. He's saying that, you know what I'm saying? Now, he kind of used both of them simultaneously.
Simultaneously, yeah. And what he was saying was, you know, not to just sit back and do nothing.
You find the right person, yeah. But it's all about finding that right mm-hmm. person. Now, some of us date to find, just, date to date. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, this is another person. Oh, let me see what's good with her. You know what I'm saying? And that causes problems. But yeah. He was just saying, if you sit back and you notice, okay, man, this woman really loves God, and you're not, as Minister T said, being led by the flesh, but by the things of God, and you see somebody that's good, then you know what I'm saying, it's all right to talk to them. We're not telling you that it's wrong to talk to people, you know what I'm saying? But you have to wait on God. Like even Phoenix said that, waiting on God. And even praying in both situations, whether you're dating or you're not dating, to know if God has a plan for you and to know what his plan is. You
exactly.
Feel me?
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing still was when he said to not be unequally yoked. You know what I'm saying? If you do see someone that you desire, you know, you want to be with that person, not to just be with them because of their looks, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But to be with them for their godly characteristics.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know a couple examples, some people that were with some people, you know, people, and we were like, well, are they Christian? You know, like, well, I'm still working on them. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not really our jobs to work on them or, you know.
Come on.
You know, it's God's place to turn them around. You know, we can plant seeds and everything, you know, but don't put yourself in a position, you know, and think it's your job to change them or to make them change.
Right. All right, man. So that's what it is. We're going to go to this cut right now by Eshawn Burgundy called Straight Down, No Chaser.
Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you.
Yeah.
Pursuing God's perfect will for my life in a hospital.
Yeah, you know I had to get my weight up, so you know the track here ate up, weight up. Let me offer this one up in prayer. I used to go all the way around like a shape up. Now I go straight up, not down to the throne myself. In the name of the crown holder, Jehovah creator, these proud soldiers. Imitators gotta flee if he don't know ya. And try to make God make sense. And then they say he don't add up. What is this? If ignorance is bliss, why they so uncomfortable? That was something laid upon my heart about a month ago. But I can relate. I used to make up excuses why not to believe. I was on the opposite of my knees, standing for the wrong thing. Falling for anything the enemy would bring my way.
I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. Southbound elevator, trying to find a way. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. Southbound elevator, trying to find a way.
I was around
young and looking for love. I shine still special. Living with different women, I was chilling with the devil. Believing his lies too. Misreading the gospel. Misleading my younger brother, Samir and Sop too. Lost him on side one. I'ma get him on side two. Let the redeemed say so. I say it's so true. I'm so pitiful to the Lord. Got interviewed by me. Now he is much more than an interlude on side B. You can hear him all over the record, yo. Jesus Christ needs to be the one that you were checking for. Yeah, I gotta let him know. No, I can't let it go. If I don't tell him, who gon' tell him? Soldier boy, I don't think so. So before it's all over, boy, listen up to a true soldier who let the Lord lift
you up. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. Southbound elevator, trying to find a way up. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. Southbound elevator, trying to find a way up.
Yeah, and coming up, I knew them boys from the cross movement. I thought they was corny, cause they wasn't doing it how we was doing it. Now when I look back on that, I feel foolish, cause I'm a fan now. Yeah, hands down. And R. Swift and Jay Johnson, my fam now. Yeah, we made up, because I gave up. I sleep on them all till I waked up. I mean, woke up, now I'm receiving from them. Praying for their ministries, I'm believing on them. I know the Lord is with them, delivered from that wicked venom and poison. Now I'm filled with the anointing. All the glory to the one who spoke the story. The Holy God of Matthew 5:24 reads, let me first be reconciled to my brother before I offer anything up to the Father. So now that that's done and it's over with, Lord, I present myself unto you, a living sacrifice, holy in the name of Christ. Use me, Lord.
Hey, yo, I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. Southbound elevator, trying to find a way. Hey, yo, I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. I was on my way straight down, no chaser. Southbound elevator, trying to find a way. Yo.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah. I was on my way straight down, no chaser.
That's Eshawn Burgundy. Straight down, no chaser. That's what it is. So, man, we still on this dating versus waiting topic. And once again, we appreciate all the callers that called in. We were getting some mad, good, crazy, you know what I'm saying, ridiculous feedback. And we appreciate it, y'all.
Man, we definitely appreciate it. Everybody who's called in, you know, shouting out their area and then giving their opinion on what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely appreciate that big time.
So that's what it is, man. What's up? What's up next for us, man? Like we play some good music, you know what I'm saying? We getting it in, you know. I know we got that Lace of Faith coming up soon too, bro. Right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So that's what it is. That's really what it is.
And I had a privilege to preview it before we about to lay it down, and it's nice.
Okay.
There's some real God stuff on there, man.
Okay, that's that God Christian stuff. You feel me? But that's what we all about, man. Hey, we appreciate it. What we going to talk about dating? You got any other, you know what I'm saying, since we done got a whole bunch of cats already and we still got some more to come. Tell me what you thinking, E. What you feel, Frog?
Man, it's a very touchy subject, man. Dating versus waiting, because you always try to figure out, you know, or not figure out, but it's like it's a very touchy situation. One thing my pastor said, you know, when you're in a relationship, there's no test driving. You know, he was like,
May said that too. May said it too.
You can't test drive, you know, your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because
your girlfriend trying to see if that she was.
Yeah,
you can't get behind the wheels and try it. And that's for real. Like I said, May said that. That was like one of the most profound things I think he said on that Welcome Back CD. You know what I'm saying? I actually heard the whole CD. Did you have the privilege?
No, I was never a Mace fan.
Okay, well, I listened to the whole thing, and that's one thing that I really respect him for saying, man. It was real good, you know what I'm saying, that message right there. You can't test drive it.
Yeah.
You don't want everybody test driving, you know what I'm saying, like your car, like by the time you get a car, it's going to be old.
Exactly.
So that's what it is. You know don't test drive it.
No test driving. It's bad. You don't want to do that because you end up hurting somebody, or you end up taking, if you test drive, if you have the need to test drive, you don't know that that person's either your wife or your husband. You know, you could be test driving somebody else's vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Or stealing somebody else's vehicle that's meant for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was one thing that I wanted to say. You know, so. But, yeah, man, we're going to get into this next track. You know what I'm saying? We hope that you are enjoying the show, that you are getting edified, and that you are learning something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, you got any questions, any concerns, shout-outs, don't forget to give us a call on our message line at 206-518-9910. That's the Yada Da King message line. And we will have with the message on there for whatever topic it is for the week. Or you can give us an email at yadadaking@gmail.com. And that's spelled yadahdaking@gmail.com. Let's go ahead and get into this track.
All right, this is Get Loose by D-Mob. Let's get some things loose real quick. All right.
Let me tell you about a couple things I won't sell. My soul and family, keep the word handy. That food trumps everything you got in your pantry. So I'ma eat up and continue to break away. Hit the street up and tell him only he can make a way. Every seeing that's a phone you gotta shake away. Hey, you make a lot of money, but my God make a dirt. So there's no competition, cause in a battle he coming right on the opposition. You can be free in the world, but ain't nothing gonna change till you get your vision right and be free in the brain. Get loose.
GTC, the Greater Gospel Temple Church. Just real quick to comment on dating versus mating. That's a real topic that needs to be discussed, because so many people think that they have to date this person and that person, and you get into this cycle where you're developing relationships with all of these people, when the Bible makes it very clear that a husband should love his wife as Christ loved the church. And I know that seems like it's jumping the gun to talk about marriage when we're talking about dating, but really the purpose of dating is to prepare yourself for marriage. So if a person doesn't have a love for a woman like he should have, like Christ has for the church, then he has no business marrying her. And if he has no intentions on marrying her, he has no business dating her. Man, it's important to know this, because God has a mate. And if you get into this cycle, a vicious cycle of dating all of these people, what you have is baggage. And one of the biggest things that I've seen, and when I first got saved at 17 years old, I mean, I have the victory now, but wow, when I first got saved, this was a major thing in my life because I had to learn how to have right relationships. And when you had wrong relationships, you go from this person to that person. And then the next thing you know, the devil has the upper hand in your life, because it's not that he can stop you from getting to the expected place that God has in your life, but his job is, by the time you get there, to render you effortless. You have no power. You have no influence. There's no weight on your voice because there's so much baggage in your life. So not to belabor the issue, but family, just wait on God, because he has something better for you. He has something that he's already mapped out for you. And the key is to date God until he reveals to you who that spouse is. Again, this is P. Cole with Generation GTC. Check us out at generationgtc.com. God bless you.
Come on, man. That was great what he said right mm-hmm. there. Date God. Now, you know, some people use that as a cop-out. They say, oh, you dating God, and they'll make fun of you. But really, it's very important that you understand that God is the one that's going to complete you.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from him, you're not going to be completed. It's just like, I mean, we can look at it in the Bible.
We are the bride of Christ.
Yep, we're that. But I'm also say this. In the Word of God, the Israelites wanted a king because everybody else had a king. You know what I'm saying? God was their king, but they needed to see something in the natural. And I think we heard somebody else say earlier that it's so much easier to please your girlfriend or your wife because you can see him. Actually, my dad was preaching about this yesterday. But it's harder to please God because you cannot see him. So the Israelites, they were like, man, we want a king because they got a king. And that's what it is with people that are trying to date. Oh, I need a girlfriend. Why? Because everybody on TV got a girlfriend. Everybody on here and there, they got a girlfriend. You go to the mall, everybody's holding hands. Everybody's looking all jolly because they got a girl or a man on their arm. Mm-hmm. But is that really what, you know what I'm saying? Is the grass really greener on the other side? You know what I'm saying? So we have to take care of our relationship with God. That's really what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? Is this dating versus waiting. Complete yourself until you are made ready to begin the date. You know what I'm saying? Because that will save you from a lot of hardships and a lot of other things. Let's go to another call real quick. We got Francisca from Seattle. Let's see what she had to say about this topic.
Hello, I'm Francisca Shaw. I'm from Seattle area. I'm 27 years old, and I'm calling about the topic dating versus waiting. I am a 27-year-old woman and with two children and married, and I do believe in dating, but I don't believe in sex outside of marriage. My oldest child is a product of, I was pregnant before I got married to her father, but we married before we had her. And looking back on it, I do believe that we could have made it without having sex before we got married. We got married about 2 months after we found out we were pregnant, but still, we could have waited. I think life would have been so much easier for us, a relief in knowing that we did it the way that Christ intended to be. And I can definitely see the effects on the way we didn't do it the right way. You know, I can definitely see the consequences. I have come to God a long time ago and asked for his forgiveness, and I'm trying to pray this off of my children so that it will not happen to them. But that's the way it goes. So I do believe in dating, but I do not believe in sex outside of marriage. I believe that women can date men and not give it up sexually. They can kiss, they can hold hands, and they can let them know from the very beginning not lead men on. So I do believe that it can be done. All right, bye.
Well, thank you, Francisca, for calling in and leaving us that message.
Yes.
She said a really important thing in that message. I'm praying that her kids wouldn't have to go through that.
Mm.
Generational curses are big, man. You know what I'm saying? If you have, you know, it can get passed down, you know, from generation to generation if it's not checked. You know, that's one of the things that I had to pray over my, you know, my kids, that, you know, generational curses that I got and passed down to, that was in me. I had to break that, you know, at the forefront, you know, before it even had a chance to even sink in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that generational curses, because I know my dad, back in his day, you know, was into, you know, he had an issue, not an issue, but, well, I can guess you could say an issue, but a need for a lot of women. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I had a need for a lot of women before I gave my life.
Mm.
You know, and that was a generational curse.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so I pray that my son, you know, he's got the looks of the chafers. You know what I'm saying? He's got some pretty dynamic looks.
Hey, you guys can't see him, but he's saying like, dang.
Nah, but I'm praying that, you know, because a lot of people are like, oh, he's going to be a lady killer. You know, I'm like, no, not in the name of Jesus.
He's going to be a devil killer.
Amen. I'm like, he's my little pastor boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's a big thing, though, breaking them generational curses so that your kids and, you know, and your grandchildren don't have to, you know, go through or even to have to deal with a lot of the stuff that we went through in our days.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's good. And I just want to say to all the callers, when we say this, dating versus waiting, I do not mean I'm not jumping straight to sex. You know what I'm saying? but taking your time in relationships and knowing who you are first. I appreciate all the callers, though. You know, I just wanted to drop that down. Check it out. We're going to do this right now. We're going to go to this song, How Great Is Our God by T.Y.
We going to do this?
Yes, we are. and this song is a great song because when you're in love with God, you're able to worship mm-hmm. him. And when you worship God, I mean, see, I just love to worship God because it gets your mind off everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And shouts out to T.Y.'s, man. This is a beautiful song. If you already know how great our God is, I want you to join in with him. Listen to what he's saying. This is real music. Real talk. You know how we do it over here at Yada Da King. We keep it genuine life, all right?
And holy rocking.
Holy rocking. All right, here we go. How great is our God?
Yeah. Is our God.
Sing
with me.
How
great is our
God. It's a privilege and an honor to worship the King of Kings. I've been waiting for a song like this, just to put a pin in my fist, to make sure that every word was right, so even Corey Rand can say that it's precise. It's like I wanna throw rice, cause my groom is on the way, which means that I'm a wife. Yeah, I'm a wife, but not of myself. I'm just a body part, which means that I'm a help me knees. This is the role of a help me. At the same time, Lord, I need you to help me. But since the groom can't see the bride before it's time, the groom left his word to keep the bride in line. And once the groom's words have been applied, we'll start fitting the dress, cause faith was exercised. And once our faith is exercised, our abs are live, God, even in crunch time. See what crunch time is? It's when the pressure is on. So when the pressure is on, all I'm saying is we should still be ad-libbing God. Some of us can't ad-lib God, because we don't know what he's saying. Need to study the main vocal. Now how great is our God? I ask myself that every day that I rise. But when I can't open my eyes, that question will be answered. I won't be surprised. Man, I will be like blown out of my mind. Cause it'll be like opening up my blinds. You know, letting the sunshine in. My body is a temple, call it the Sunshine Inn. And we don't have to wait until the end. We can celebrate now cause we already win. I can't wait until the day when we all on one accord like when Voltron was formed. One day we gon' fly to our honeymoon in the skies. And since I studied your pattern, I know when you hit our wedding band, it's around Saturn. See, everything in the earth will declare that he's Lord and he's God. Whether it be the planets or the stars or even the grass, everything declares that he's Lord. But I need to speak from my heart. Just need to be honest, man. Really hard to be patient. I'm so ready, man. I'm so anxious. Cause I wanna encounter love. Not the because of, but the in spite of. Love that knew I was a mess. It was love that still scooped me from the depths. It was love that still ordered my steps. I heard you say go right, but I purposely went left. I'm sorry. But you purposely wouldn't leave. And what that taught me was how to L-O-V-E. Man, how great are you, God? Better humble yourself or pile of dirt and die. And we got a nerve to have pride. After you took the time to refurbish our lives. So many nights I cried. Thinking if I was you, I wouldn't put up with time. Sing with me. I want to hear the whole world, man. Oh, we'll see. Oh, we'll see, man. Even a blind person can see how great I got it. And that's awesome. Let's go. Worship. And I realize that because of your worth, I worship. You're valuable to me. So I cry out to you. Because you're a great God.
This is C-Rob, repping Seattle, Washington. Man, y'all done opened a Pandora's box, please believe. But let me start here. Scripture says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What that says to me is that, well, let me finish the scripture and all these things will be added unto you. What that says to me is, there is a certain level of maturity and a certain place that you need to be at before you even consider adding anyone else into your life. I mean, you know, a lot of situations can be wrecked if you don't just start with that principle right there. Second thing is, I like a saying that I've heard, I don't remember who it was, but it's a great saying. You don't date to marry, you marry to date. So having thrown that in the mix, it's almost like, where does dating really come in at, before or after you're married? And I say it comes in after you're married. I believe until you get to a point where a guy and a woman or a man and woman feels like that's their relationship, I think that you're just friends. I think you should have stable friendships. I think your friendship should be stable. I think that, you know, you should, and y'all both should seek God, you know, and you'll know. I think time tells everything. I think people need time to see each other as friends, like a real person, in and out, all through and through. So, yeah, I don't think the dating part is at the beginning. I think the dating part comes in when you're married. I think the friendship part comes in, and then you're married, and then you date, if that makes sense. All right, God bless. C-Rob, Seattle, Washington. I'm out.
Hey, shouts out to the homie C-Rob all the way from, she's repping Seattle, but she's down in the CA right now, Cali.
Oceanside,
Cali. That's what it is, man. And she said that you don't date to marry, you marry to date. Which was interesting, you know what I'm saying? And we just want to say that, you know what I'm saying? Like she said, take your time to know who you are. You feel me? It was good stuff, though, man. I mean, like, I really appreciate everybody's comments on this thing.
Yeah.
And it's good to hear other people's because they've been in different situations and they've seen different things.
Mm-hmm.
So what C-Rob was saying, man, is basically be friends, which is really good. Be friends first. Like I said earlier, be friends first. Don't just rush into, you know what I'm saying, always go on a date. Just be a friend, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And then when God reveals to both of you that you could be together, then you guys can get married, right. Plan to get married, go through counseling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm really strong on that. Get counseled, not canceled, counseled, because it's very important. A lot of times it'll allow you to understand your mate in a different way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's very important. I went through counseling myself. It was great. there were some things that I learned. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can't just spend $100 on a homie's wedding. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're married, he might get 50. He might get 5. Or you might just get a nice handshake. You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
It's good to be friends. That way, you know who the person is.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I actually didn't have the real privilege to be just a friend with my wife. You know, we were actually just rocketed into a relationship, you know, because this is back when we were not saved. You know what I'm saying? We rocketed into a relationship. So once we got married and we were doing it the godly way,
yeah,
we really didn't know each other. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to know, you know, who you're with. You know what I'm saying? To be good friends with them. So that way, you know, if God is calling you to actually get into a serious relationship with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my take on it.
Okay, that's what it is, man. And it's good, like we said, we all going to have different takes. You know what I'm saying? I pray that somebody may speak something or some situation that they were in that might help you out in your situation. You feel me?
And it's good to get callers from all different states, too.
That's right.
All the way from Connecticut, bro.
Yeah, we're going to go to that call right after this song right here by Q-Heem, Jehovah Dose. And if you ain't ready... If you ain't ready for this, check this song out.
Get your iPods ready.
Yeah.
Get your iPods ready. That's Jehovah all I got to say.
All right. Q-Heem, Jehovah Dose.
Yeah.
When I turn my life up, my identity is crisis. I'm mapped off the 13 letters. I'm righteous. My kingdom people gon' like this. The metamorphosis got me cleaner than your ISIS. Illumination is an everyday process. All world redeemed with Jesus in the cockpit. From meek and milk behind the glory. The moment of truth, open the book and find the story. Rewind the incredible walk. And I speak the body language, it's an edible talk. Cause he brought the cross and these nails. Real talk after the music, stop rebel. Jehovah, dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah, dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah, dose me, no, you really won't do. 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 Jehovah, dose me, no, you really won't do.
Yeah, you hear the sound, now it's time to stand out. This is kingdom business, so I brung the band out. Man down in the fight of my life, my hero, incredible, we gotta be Christ. Still standing here with no bandage. The gospel was put on your brain with no danger. And when I show that life with a bold white life, I'ma glow like Christ. Live my life by the stereo system. When I turn up the volume, they staring and listening. And when you peep them in sneakers and eye dies, cause of Christ in their life, the speakers and eye buy.
Jehovah, dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah, dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah, dose me, no, you really won't do. 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 So when you drop the kid off, I'm aiming with the gospel to pop they lid up. I rock with Kid Moss, DJ B.A. Speaking body language when he say, we say. Replay the dope, stop the doc on DJ. Off the top rope like Nacho Libre. I preach life like DJ Wado. With the ham sandwich on your DJ table. Hold to your life through the holy culture. Every reverb with Jehovah Dose. Ain't no secular checking the boys hot. And I'm after the anthem, secular boy guy.
Come on. What are you listening to? You have 5 seconds to sing and download your iPod. You heard the name?
Jehovah Dose me, no, you really want
to be proactive.
Jehovah Dose me, no, you really want to.
Guard your eyes.
Me, no, you really want to.
Guard your ears.
Jehovah Dose me, no, you really want to.
And watch
Jehovah
your mouth.
Jehovah Dose me, no, you really want to. Jehovah Dose me, no, you really want to.
It's the rest of the machine.
Me, no, you really want to.
Come
Jehovah
on.
Jehovah Dose me, no, you really want to.
Let's go.
Jehovah Dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah Dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah Dose me, no, you really want to. 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 Jehovah Dose me, no, you really want to.
Man, did we tell you that song was gonna go hard? Q Heem, Body Language. The kids is even feeling it, you know?
Hey, just in case if you missed it, this is what he's saying. Jehovah dose your iPod so the Holy Ghost can get you close to my God. Bro.
Yeah, but then this first time he says, Jehovah dose your iPod till you're overdosed and get close to my God. That's what he's doing. Like, people ain't ready for this, man. Q Heem, he's from the, you know what I'm saying, the blessed coast. You know what I'm saying? And the East Coast is blessed too, but, you know, we're from the fresh coast. So that's how we do it, man. Hey, real talk, man. I told you guys we're going to go to a caller from Connecticut. Let's check him out real quick.
Yo, what's going on? This is your boy, Dre the Crazy One, representing New Haven, Connecticut. And calling in about this subject, you know what I mean? I dated unsaved, and I ended up marrying the same woman who I was dating. But I always think that, you know, looking back now, that it would have been a good thing for me to kind of wait and kind of get myself together for God's purpose, because, you know, I ended up being a father at 19 to someone who is not my wife. So, you know, that whole dating lifestyle could be potentially dangerous. But I just say, you know, to those out there, you know, just be led, because for a single person, their number one focus should be to be in God and to get closer to God. Therefore, when they're ready and when God sees that they're ready, then that person, for the males actually, you know, their wives should be being groomed as well. So for the women, you know, God will actually like shine you to your husband, and then for the guys, you know, God will reveal you who, you know, to go seek for your wife. So you know, that's my little input on that. And y'all just stay blessed, keep it crazy, and keep it locked right here. All right, peace.
Yeah, that's our boy Andre, Crazy One Griffith.
Oh boy,
from Connecticut, man. Appreciate
yes
that phone call, bro. That's letting us know that the East Coast is paying attention.
Yeah, see, now the East Coast is getting some anointed oil over there too. Now,
yeah,
but hey, we might bless that coast also. You feel me? Yada the King.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say on that on the subject. You know, I actually talked to him before he left the message.
Oh, okay.
Just to let him know, you know. Hey, bro, I was in the same situation you was in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dated, unsaved, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I had my first child when I was 19.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, but still want to just to let you know, man, thank you for that message. And thank you for calling in, bro.
Did you call under another alias or something? Is that actually you, or you was that somebody else?
Okay.
Nah, I'm playing, man. Shout out to him, bro.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. And one thing that I want to say is there's a lot of people that are calling from experiences. You know what I'm saying? There's no condemnation in Christ. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For the stuff that you've done in the past. But this is what we want to say. For all those that are thinking about jumping into dating and can't wait to date, a lot of these cats that have been dating before, what do they say? Wait.
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 So just, you know what I'm saying, use wisdom. And wisdom does not mean that you have to go through something on your own.
And
the truth says, look, you can learn from somebody else's experience. Uh-huh. I do not have to smoke crack to know that crack is bad for me. Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. Like, I'm using, you know what I'm saying, some real blunt terms. But if you smoking and you see somebody's life that has been changed because they're smoking, I don't need to test that to find out. You know what I'm saying? Is that going to affect me the same way?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so. Just want to, you know, really emphasize if, as far as dating, if you feel like you're dating off of looks or off of, you know, your desires, and you're, like, when you see the person, you just fired up, you know, in the wrong way, you should probably sit back and wait and pray. Sit and pray.
Sip some ice water. Chill.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to Oracle. He called in from Portland, Oregon. Man, we got the international calls coming in. We appreciate it.
Hey, what's going on? It's your dude, Doug, from the town, Portland, Oregon. On the subject of dating versus waiting, dating or waiting, I definitely feel that you should have your relationship with the Lord on point first and foremost, because if not, you're only going to end up putting yourself off course and the other individual, which is going down a road you really don't want to travel on. In addition to that,
as far as like the whole test drive thing and sampling here and there, if you don't feel that that person is your spouse, you shouldn't even be in that position as far as a dating instance is concerned. You know, basically, if you are dating, it should be in a courtship where you're planning on marriage in the long run. Basically, that's how the Bible, you know, gives us the guidelines to go about it and everything. So do it God's way, it's going to end up great. You know, if not, a whole bunch of other things is going to follow. So that would be my advice or perspective on the whole thing. So I would say wait and then court. You know what I mean? All right, God bless.
Yeah, that was the homie Oracle, a.k.a. Doug. He used his government name. But yeah, that's the homie all the way down from Portland, man. 503.
Yes. And what he said was court. Now that's a different, that's different than dating. Courting, which is something that you do in order to get married. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, courting was something that everybody had to go through. It wasn't no dating. Courting had parents behind you. You know what I'm saying?
You go out to eat and there's somebody there.
Yeah.
Making sure that you aren't getting belligerent.
That's right. And I think that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Take your time. A lot of times even courting can include other people on the dates. Mm-hmm. So it's not
escorts.
Yeah,
but not that kind of escort.
Yeah. And we're not talking to whip either. You feel me? But check it out.
Man.
You have people that are chauffeuring or with you. You feel me?
Chaperone.
That's a better word. So that's something good, man. Shouts out to Oracle. Matter of fact, we're going to run into one of his songs from his mixtape that he dropped.
Remembering the Future.
Yes, sir. And here it goes, featuring Velvet from the town. Let's go.
They say lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go. Say lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go. This is not a publicity stunt. I tried to hold on to my ship until the symphony sunk. DiCaprio, I cast my oars. Drowned Doug for his love till my casket's closed. The earth is casting rolls and got the casting robes. Getting ready for the claps of Rome. But the sun got these cats exposed because everything is laid bare before the God who sees past your rogue. They want to have their cake and swallow a piece. Say they ain't running towards the world, but they ain't following peace. You're not a hater, you just bluff a lot. But breaking your will to sin is like a civilian trying to cuff a cop. Yeah, you can't do it in your own strength. Still, people say they're okay without the Lord's text. Quiet on the set, the camera's rolling. The way of life, they soon forget for glamour, they're posing. Lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go. Say lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go. Say lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go. Say lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go.
Why should any of us front just to make a name to keep what I click? The status quo barks loud, but when it speaks, it depicts how to expose on camera what ain't seen in the mist. Some use the media, smoke screens, and evening eclipse. But the sun rose up, this is truth that it glimpsed. His word arrested all breathing from the priest to the pimps and everybody in between, so that we're all liable. When the Lord speaks again, we view his word as Bible. Portray his attributes as he's the producer. He tips no man, so who'd you let seduce ya? To make you think God ain't concerned with our frailties. We bone out the will and search your fortune to please. If he ain't kicking, we ain't tripping, that's how some of y'all think. And that's a sad viewpoint, assuming we're almost extinct. Take the mask off, fellas, the world needs us men to stand up and brace the reins again for our soon coming king.
Lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go. Say lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go. Say lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go. Say lights, cameras, action, roll. They play their part when the crowd says go.
I have a couple of scriptures today out of Nav
First one is James 1:13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. And I say that to say when there's a difference between courting the person that you're going to marry and dating. And when you're just dating, you know, you put yourself in a position to be tempted and to do the things that God calls us not to do, such as fornication and lust and so forth. And, you know, I've heard many people say, well, I'm strong enough. I'm not even going to go down that alley, you know. But Matthew 26:41 says, keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You can tell yourself all day long. You can tell God all day long, I would not do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You can tell yourself all day long that you're strong enough. But as much as your spirit is willing, the flesh is so weak, and you don't really know, you know, what you will and won't do unless you're in that situation. And I look at the word temptation, and the Greek translation of temptation is an experiment, a trial, or testing. And you know, when people are dating, they're it's a trial period. They're trying to see if this is the person that they would want to spend the rest of their life with. They're, you know, they're testing the waters to see if this is what they want. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. God already has the plans laid out for us. You know, he knows who our husband or our wife is, so we don't need to go and try to play God and see if this is the person we're going to marry, trying to test the waters, because God already has our spouse for us. All you need to do is seek first the kingdom of God, and he will let everything fall into place. He will let it be known, you know, who your husband or your wife is. So those are the scriptures, and let it minister to your heart and meditate on these things. All right, God bless.
All right, we thank you, Megan, for that good word. We appreciate that. And this is what I want to leave everybody with, you know what I'm saying, and just in my walk with God and as I see things. God hooked up the very first people, Adam and Eve, all right? And Adam was just going about his job. You feel me? He was just doing what God told him to do. And God said, I don't think it's good for him to be alone. And God gave him his wife. You know what I'm saying? So I encourage everybody, just go along what you have to do. Do the things that God told you to do. I know a lot of people are really just trying to hurry up and get a mate, doing all kind of things. But take care of what God has told you to do. Take care of your walk with God. And he'll place that person in. So my advice for you is to wait on God. All right? So that's what it is, man. We're going to go out with this song by a man that's on fire, literally. And I'm not talking about Denzel. I'm talking about Victory with his single On Fire. Hey, let me just share something with everybody. Just buy my first song off of first album off of iTunes. Never bought anything off of iTunes until yesterday. And this is the album I bought. So that's how we do it, man. Keep it Christy.
Yada the King.
All right. Life.
Victorious music. We gon' fly. I think I'm on fire. Back again, baby. Witness, what up? Staying focused upon my mission, keeping my pivot, drop it all, follow the spirit. I went through some trials with sand, thought I was tied to it. I broke free, God showed me that was fine-tuning. Now make fine music, I'm like I will pop. Thought I lost it all, guess what, y'all? Still hot, and I will not stop till the wheel pop. Aiming at your brain on the roof with a kill shot. I lay that old man down. I submerge you in that water. Let that old man drown. That old man found that death is his destiny. Christ the bread of life. The weak flesh ain't in the recipe. Prevail. This is something you could never sell. An eternity in bliss. He traded for the nails. Came in the flesh. Proving love never fails. That's the reason why. When you see me, you can tell I'm on fire.
I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire.
how I spit it. Impress critics, tell stories vivid. Honor him, cause they're how I live it. It's life, we keep it real, never counterfeiting. Don't get it twisted, stay true, cause sin is acidic. Burning your skin, fall prey, and burning your sin. You fell away, that's okay, just learn him again. Take every loss in your life, turn them to wins. We usher them in, they'll see what it's worth in the end. Stay on your feet. Outreach, these raps and these beats is half of the story. Real workers are out in the street, out in the deep, in the oceans with corals and reefs. Learning to seek all the souls and spiritual seek. O-R-R-U-P-T, I-O-N, doors open, brand you go in with no sin. Satan won't win, homie we chosen, made for the streets that's golden. That's why I'm on fire.
I think I'm on fire.
I don't worry about it, victory is the next guy. I stay digging for the truth like I'm CSI. Money can't D-E-F-I-N-E. A cool young brother from the shy like me. I got too much to do. Too much to lose. My future's on the line. Got a model in my moves. Spitting art from the body. Call these rhymes tattoos. The media controlling our minds through bad news. Who with me? I'm dipping like a S550 with the tires on fire. Leaving smoke through the city. The flow's so pretty. The grind's so gritty. I penetrate the lane with a cross like Bibby. It's time out for halfway. Dark on the last day. They wanna put my flame out like an ashtray. I'd rather blaze with my focus on that better day. Man in the flames, steady moving like a getaway. Fire!
Thank you for listening to Yada Da King Radio. You can go ahead and check it out at iTunes. Just type in Yada Da King Radio and it'll pop up Y-A-D-A-H and the iTunes will do the rest. Also, you can check us out at yada.king.blogspot.com. Thank you guys for all your support and your calls. Remember, you can always give us a call at 206-518-9910 or email us at yada.king@gmail.com. Thank you.